Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, and happy Sunday, everybody. This is your girl, Lady X, and I'm coming to you from New York City. Brooklyn, New York, that is. You know, I always rep New York. Welcome to everyone who this is your first time listening to the Extreme Praise Show. I am so blessed and happy to have you here with me. And tonight, I'm actually hosting the show solo because I don't know if all of you know, which you probably don't. We kind of found out after the last broadcast that my guest co-host, who's been guest co-hosting with me for a minute now, and you all have come to know, love, sometimes, you know, have conversations with and discussions with, of course I do, Mr. Warner Joseph Miller. He is actually out touring. He's out actually on a job right now. If you know, he is an actor and he is in another city doing his thing, working the gift that God has given him. And he's on an acting gig, and he's just doing his thing. So he's actually going to be with us a little bit later, more so as a guest tonight as opposed to being the co-host. So tonight it's just you and me, and I'm actually kind of excited. I haven't had any intimate time with you all in a while. So I get to have a conversation with you, you know, play some music with you, maybe talk about some scriptures, and have a couple of guests, that amazing guests tonight, that I think are going to be such a blessing to you. Tonight's topic is all about living in your calling. You know, sometimes we all, every last one of us, were put on this earth for a purpose. Every last one of us were given gifts and abilities and talents and passions for certain things. A lot of times they align with each other. The talents and the gifts that we have a passion for them. And those passions, talents, gifts, abilities somehow take us to a place that is in align with God's purpose for our life. And I want to say that that would be your calling. Now, your calling can obviously is a ministry. And if you don't know, this show, the Extreme Praise Show, and that's X-T-R-E-M-E, Praise Show, is a Christ-centered show. And it's all about Christ at the center of everyday life. So our foundation here is Jesus and just understanding and knowing who we are in him, but understanding that in him we are also in this world. And so we go through everyday real things. And so when my perspective on the show is going to be from that of somebody walking in Christ and trying to walk in Christ and trying to walk like Christ. So when we say walking in your calling, a lot of times people may think, you know, very in a secular way, or thinking that just living in the purpose that whatever you were put here for, but they may not necessarily think it in the way of God giving you that calling. But here tonight we're going to explore how no matter what you believe, usually your calling is what God purposed for you. And there's ways to tell when you're in your calling, because walking in your calling isn't something that is only beneficial to you. And actually, sometimes it can even be a struggle for you. But most times, and I want to say 99% of the time, walking in your calling is going to have an immense and amazing impact on other people's lives in addition to your own. And at the time, you may not necessarily see it, you may not be aware of it, but it becomes evident in just the things that become and start to develop and open up and how people come to you and tell you that how you've affected their lives, or maybe indirectly. Sometimes, you know, it's not so glamorous. You're not always told how you've affected my life or thank you or things like that. But living in God's calling, one way or another, it's going to touch somebody's life. And even if it's just one person, even if it's just one person's life who you change, who you affect for the better, and hopefully, ultimately, bring them closer to Christ. Because in all these guests, whether or not it's with dance, whether it's with music ministry, whether it's with acting, and it may not be in the realm of a church, but it's out in the world, which is where we should be anyway. One way or another, they're bringing them closer to God, because when you are working and activated in your true gifts and your true talents, which only comes from God, there's no other way to say it except that you are walking in your calling. And so today, I just want to talk about and explore, because what made this topic come to my mind is the fact that I know so many people from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, cultures, and different economic backgrounds, and even in their jobs and talents and gifts, everything from actors to financial consultants to authors, to poets, to and a lot of it is creative. But all these different people, I look at them and I look at their lives, and especially when it's someone who has an immense passion for what they're doing, and you look at it and you look at the people around them, and you're looking from an outside view, and you see how they're affecting people, and it's so evident to me that these people are walking in their calling. So tonight we're going to talk with just a very few of them. I mean, I can't do all the people I know on the show, and, you know, we're always featuring different guests, and I think in every guest that we've had on the show, they're walking in some capacity of their calling. But tonight it's going to be specifically about that. So if you want to call in, if you have any comments, questions, if you want to speak with any of the guests, we're going to have Miss Kimberly Gustis, who is a dance instructor. We're also going to have Miss Annette Larkins, which is going to, she's going to be calling in from Florida, which is amazing. And the story in itself about how I came to even book her on the show, it's just amazing. After a break, a music break, I'm going to give you a little background behind that. She'll be calling in around 8 o'clock. And she has been referred to as the ageless woman. I'll give you a little bit more background about why she's called the ageless woman when we come back. But you definitely will want to listen to this, because this woman's story and her testimony and just her life story is so amazing, and I found out about it from YouTube, and you know, stepping out on faith, and here we are today, and she's going to be calling into the Extreme Pray Show, and she's someone who's been featured on news broadcasts across the nation, different radio shows across the nation, even the Dr. Oz show, and so I am honored to have her story, her wisdom, you know, her tips and motivation on this show. I mean, it's touching me. It has touched me already, which is why I even reached out to her. But I'm hoping that it can be a blessing to you also. So I want you to definitely stay tuned to the Extreme Praise Show tonight. Feel free to interact with me. Call in to 818-495-6958. We will be on from 7 till 9 p.m. tonight. And I just look forward to praising God with you tonight. All right? So y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
He's so good.
Above the heavens.
God is good all the time. God is good. Yes, he is. He is so good. Hey, 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 welcome back to the Extreme Praise Show. This is your girl, Lady X, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you tuned in for the very first time, this is the Extreme Praise Show where Christ is the center of everyday life, and we just chat about everyday things that's going on affecting us, but from a Christian perspective. So I'm so glad that you are here with me tonight. If you want to call in, you can call 818-495-6958. Press the number 1 and let me know that you want to talk on air. That would be amazing. I look forward to hearing from you. Tonight we have an amazing packed show where we are going to have a couple of guests here tonight. One of them is going to be Miss Kimberly Gustis, who is a dance instructor, but she's not just a dance instructor. She is a minister of dance, actually. And she teaches in the New York City Board of Education. She teaches cheerleading and dance there, but she also has the passion so much that she has started her own company, her own dance company. We're going to have her on in just a little bit, actually, and we're going to be talking to her about, you know, all that she's doing and how she is living in her calling. And so that is going to be amazing. And then later at about 8 p.m., we have a woman who has been referred to as the ageless woman. And she has an amazing story. She's calling in from Florida, actually. And how I found out about her, let me just tell you a little bit about this. If you all have been listening, or if you know me, you know, outside of here, whether you're following me on Twitter, you know me personally, you're following me on Instagram or Facebook, you have some idea about the fact that over the last year, and it's actually been about a 2-year transition, but I've turned vegetarian, or not say, let me not say I've turned vegetarian. I've chosen to become a vegetarian, and it's been a process. It's been a slow process. It started about 2 years ago when I did the Daniel fast for the very first time. And if those of you who don't know that in the Bible, there's at the book of Daniel, and he has a fast, and you should really actually read about the entire, you know, the passages about it and what it is and why he chose to. But it's an amazing story where he chose to stay with his diet of just grains and all natural food, fruits, veggies, grains, things like that. No meat, no dairy, no processed food, anything like that. And to show that he was going to have more strength at the end of 14 days, I believe it was about 14 days, 14 to 21 days, as opposed to the king's men who were eating all these fattening foods like meat. And, you know, when you were richer in those times, you ate things that actually were not as healthy for you because you could afford it. Meat was expensive. Things like that were very expensive. So he chose to stick with his diet, and he said to them, let's compare at the end of that time who was in better shape and who was healthier. And at the end of that period, it was proven that him prevailing and keeping with his faith and his dietary restrictions from his faith, that he was stronger and prevailed. So anyway, the Daniel fast is something that Christians around the world, especially at the beginning of the year, as a cleansing, you know, at the beginning of the year, we're all making, we're proclaiming the thing, resolutions and things that we're going to do for the year, whether it's exercising, financial, whatever it is, goals that you have. Well, one of the things that a lot of Christians around the world do is the Daniel fast. And in the Daniel fast, it's a 21-day diet, usually. I mean, really, it's up to you how long you want to do it. But in the 21 days, you're basically fasting. You're trying to get closer to God. You're praying. You're reading scriptures. You are fasting dietarily, but also spiritually. And in it, you are not to have any meat, anything processed, anything like that, any dairy, none of those things. Well, I decided 2 years ago to do this, and it was the very first time I did it. So I did a lot of research, and I came across a lot of books, and I bought one book that I've talked about a lot. I have to actually book this woman on my show because I talk about her so much, I'm promoting her. But I don't mind because I believe that it's the things I've learned from the book is such a blessing. So it's called The Beauty Detox by Kimberly Snyder. And I learned about a lot of things about meat and dairy and things like that and how a lot of these things we put in our bodies, it's really negatively affecting us where we actually don't even know it. And a lot of the medical industry know it, but they don't give us this information. And it was the first time I ever went in my entire life without meat for 21 days, and I was amazed. And I have to tell you, the process of cleansing that your body goes through and the difference in the way your body is in excretes at the beginning as opposed to the end, just because you have now cleansed all of these impurities and things out of your body, it's amazing. And it purifies your body, your soul, your skin, your hair, your nails, things like that. And I saw that. And I also am an animal lover, which you probably also know. And because I'm an animal lover, I kind of came to the realization one day, like, wow, you know, I love animals, and I really do, to the point where it breaks my heart, and I have even cried when I've seen animals hurt. You know, I am a member of the Humane Society and the ASPCA and things like that because I have such a passion for it. And just like children, children, animals, and seniors, they're defenseless, you know, and they need somebody to defend them. And so this is a cruel world, you know, and I found out a lot of things that that happens within the meat and dairy industry to these animals so that we can have meat to eat. And it's not something that we need to keep us alive. It really isn't. God actually gave us everything we need in the fruits and vegetables and things like that. Not that it's wrong, because the Bible does say that everything is for eating now. We're not held to the law of the Old Testament, but as a personal choice, and because right now this industry is not the way it was back in the day where it was pastured farms, beautiful farms where the animals were just out grazing, and then at their time of their death, you know, they were humanely killed so that a meal can be prepared. That's not how it is anymore. The whole industry is completely different. I say all of that to say this is how my journey started. So the more I learned and the more things I found out, the more it compelled me to, okay, let me try to stop eating meat here. Let me try to stop eating meat there. And, you know, it was a process because when you're used to doing something all your life and this is what you know, and you only know how to prepare foods that way because that's all you've been taught and that's the mindset, you know, you're kind of like in a very narrow mindset. That's what you think is necessary until you learn otherwise. It's kind of like I always refer to it being brought out of the matrix. So in doing that, I would go research and read books and look online and things like that and wind up meeting people and things like that too. And one day I was on YouTube and I found a video about the ageless woman. So I clicked on it. I wanted to click on it and I went into it and it was a video where this it was actually, I believe, News 12, not in New York, another state, and they were doing a documentary on this woman, and they were at her house, and they're walking through, and this woman, I'm looking at her, and her body is fabulous. Like, I mean, just very lean and slender, but not just the fact that she was lean and slender, but her skin looked amazing, and she's a black woman, and let it be known, and we all do know, like, people of darker complexions usually age better just because of the melanin in their skin and being protected from the sun and things like that. However, this wasn't just a regular, okay, she's a black woman, so she looks amazing. When they said her age, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And at the time when I saw the video, the woman was 70. So this was about a year ago that I saw this video, and then I started seeing other videos. And I was like, oh, my God. And so they're going on about her story, and she is a raw vegan. But it's so much deeper than her just being a raw vegan. Like, she's been this way for so many years, but she's made it a lifestyle, meaning she has dedicated her life to making sure that her body is fed only pure, natural, raw food. And the evidence in her is amazing. 70 years old, this woman looks like she's probably about 40, 41, which is, whoa, amazing. Okay, we're talking about like a 30-year difference, maybe 45, something like that. But you can go check her out. AnnetteLarkins.com is her website. It's AnnetteLarkins. She's going to be on the show. Amazingly, I just came back from Disney World for the very first time. Had a fabulous time, everybody. Oh, my God. I cannot even tell you how I became a 7-year-old Xavier and was part of the parade and became a character in Disney World. Yes, I was part of it. Anyway, while I was out there, I was showing a friend her video and came across her number and said, you know what, let me just call her. I was in the hotel room. I said, let me call this number because I didn't believe I was actually going to get her. But I called the number, and lo and behold, hello, this is Annette Larkins. And I was like, stop playing. Annette, Miss Annette Larkins. And she answers the phone, and it was her. And we wound up having this long conversation. And mind you, I'm saying this in amazement because I watched several videos of this woman on several television shows, including the Dr. Oz show. So you're just thinking, okay, someone has been featured this much and probably is getting approached by so many people. She's not going to answer her phone. Well, this woman did, and pleasantly had a conversation with me. You know, I told her how much respect I have for her, just and how in my journey to vegetarianism, how she is somebody who has actually influenced me. And anyway, she's going to be on the show. I'm giving you all this background because you have to listen to her story. She is an amazing woman, very humble, very down to earth, and very giving of her information and her life story. And so I really, really would love for you to tune in. Make sure you stay tuned. It's going to be about 8 o'clock she's calling in. And feel free to call and talk to her. Ask any questions. It's 818. What is my number? 818-415-6958. 818-495. Wait, hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I'm giving you the correct number. 818-495-6958. Yes, that's correct. So it's 818-495-6958. But in the meantime, we are going to have another amazing woman on here who is somebody who I've actually had the opportunity to I'm also an actor. I'm a singer, an actor, obviously a host now, a radio host, but my first love is acting, is singing first and acting, you know, and the two combined is amazing for me, which would be a musical or a Broadway play, you know, or off-Broadway play. And I've been in a couple, and I was in a play that this woman was actually in it with me, and her name is Miss Kimberly Gustis, and I am so happy to have her on the show because she's somebody who is living in her calling, and I wanted to have her as part of this segment just to let everybody see the different realms and different capacities in which God could have you purposed in your calling. And sometimes, you know, in some situations, it's very clear and evident, and then in others, you don't even realize that you're just doing what you do what you love, and you don't realize that you are actually walking in your calling. So tonight's show is all about that, and hopefully these stories and just information and things like that will be some sort of inspiration and motivation to all of you listening. So I want to introduce Miss Kimberly Gustis. Are you on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, honey. How are you?
I am blessed. Yes, I am doing really, really well. Thank you for asking.
You are so welcome. Thank you. I'm very glad to have you on the Extreme Praise Show. So welcome. You've kind of been featured on here before. Now, I don't know if we've had you actually on air, but mm-hmm. You blessed us this past last fall 2012, for our, was it third annual? I think it was our third annual, 2010. Yes, it was. It was our third annual coat and toy drive with a purpose. And you came and blessed us within ministry and did an amazing, amazing piece that had everybody on their feet, and I have video footage of everybody. So please, I think have you seen the video footage, Kim?
No, I have not.
You know what? We're going to have to send everybody to my YouTube page and go there tomorrow or Tuesday. I'm going to make sure all those videos are up. I'm not even sure if I put them all up, but I think I did put them on the Facebook. But I want everyone to see the video of Kim and just all the people who ministered at the Cult Drive, because actually we're in fall and it's almost here again. We're going to have another one. So, Kim, welcome.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Welcome, honey.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to be here, and you are just doing a wonderful job with your radio station, and just many blessings to you as well.
Thank you, honey. You are also a
woman of God who is doing your vision and your passion, and I'm just really excited for you. I am also excited for myself because this year is going to be crazy. This is our second year of Kim G Dance Academy and Kim G's dance company, and I'm just really, really excited and just, you know, just waiting to see the blessings from God. So really
I'm excited for you. I'm very excited for you. So Kim, listen, I have to ask you, you know, from the beginning, okay, so you're a dance instructor. You work for the New York City Board of Education?
Yes.
Okay, so you're are you a certified instructor with them?
Yes. I've been teaching at Metropolitan High School for about, this is going on my fifth year, and I am their dance educator there. And it is a school for at-risk and second-chance students, and I love it because it is aligned with my vision, you know, in life. And I mean, pretty much my vision and my passion in life is to reach people and to change people's lives through the powerful language of dance. And when I was able to get the opportunity to do that in the high school, but not only just a regular high school, like this is at-risk, second-chance students, you know, so it's just a wonderful experience. But I've been teaching there for about 5 years, and we've been doing some marvelous things with those students there, with the girls, and it's just been really, really great, yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
But I am a certified, Board of Ed teacher, yes.
That's amazing.
Shout out to all my teachers.
Shout out to all the teachers, for real, especially with the new school year. So did you start this week working back with the kids?
I did. I did start this week, and now I am actually teaching in advisory class, in which I'm teaching life skills and social skills to my students, and I have always wanted to do that. And God had actually gave me the opportunity to do that. So now, to me, it's not just dance. Now I am their life coach, and I'm their, you know, their social coach. And I just have to just, you know, take my hat off to my father, because I'm getting all of this from him. Like, he's my role model. He actually just retired from the Board of Ed. So it's like he's leaving, and I'm taking his place. And it's just a wonderful feeling because I'm able to, like, you know, touch with him and just get some, you know, get some
advice.
And because he's an amazing teacher, and, you know, I'm just so blessed to even have it in my life so I can just, you know, teach the children. You know, they are definitely our future, and I truly believe that. So
right.
I'm just really excited about the school year, yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is so amazing, so amazing. Well, I had an opportunity, everybody. I was in a play, which the play is on hold right now, but it's still a production that's, you know, active, and will be active again by Leslie Phillips. It's called Dear Diary, and I played She Evil, and my girl right now, Kim, who is on the line. Now, what was your role, Kim?
I played the spirit.
She played the spirit, and let me tell you, she didn't play the spirit. She played the spirit. Okay, when I'm saying, you know how y'all all you out there been to a church and you seen somebody fall out and you seen somebody jumping around and I'm talking about the real stuff. I'm not talking about those who are putting on the show. I'm talking about like really laid out in the spirit where God has touched them so much that they cannot even control it. This woman right here, she exemplified that through dance to the point where when I first started in the play, I was nervous, very nervous. You know, it's your first time going up there. No matter how many times you sing or act or perform or whatever it is, the first time you're up there, the second time, the third time, whatever, you still get those butterflies. You get a little nervous. You know, sometimes you may get doubt, but we got to cast down that spirit of fear. And I remember all of that went away when I saw you dance, honestly. I saw her dance, and when I tell you that, what is the song that you danced to?
It was Yesterday by Mary
yes.
Mary.
Which is what I asked
yes.
you, and this is what she ministered at my at the cult drive last year. And I was in tears when just because, and I'm not a dancer anymore, but I used to dance also. So unfortunately, my knees have rejected that. And I pray that you don't ever go through that. But I used to dance, and I modern dance and all of that. And so I understand the expressions and the technicalities of everything you were doing, too. But it was so much more than the technicalities. It was looking at just God literally dancing through you and his spirit coming through you. And everyone who watched you when you ministered, and that's what it was, you were ministering, whether it was at the production or whether it was at the cult drive, like, everyone was so touched to the point where people were in tears and on their feet and hands in the air praising and worshiping God. It was that amazing. And let me tell you, it's a rare thing. Not a rare thing, but there's not been too many times where dancers have touched me so much like that, especially like a solo person. Like usually when it's in a group, it has more of an impact, but you were by yourself.
Wow.
And
I mean,
so mm-hmm. amazing.
Thank you. I mean, I definitely do appreciate that. And it's funny that you say ministry. I have another ministry other than dance. I have a ministry with my dance academy in which I am touching the life through children and teens through my dance academy that I have every Saturday. And I mean, everything is aligned to my vision. And I keep on talking about vision because that is actually my current topic in my dance classes and in mm-hmm. my advisory classes, you know, and I'm just teaching my students about vision, and having a vision, and without a vision, there's no purpose, there's no meaning to life, and I mean, just having that type of talent, God-gifted talent is amazing because my vision is to truly touch the life of others through the powerful language of dance, whether it is to teach dance, whether it is to do mentoring, whether it is to perform, whether it is to minister. I mean, I want to touch people's lives. So I am really, really, you know, excited about this year. And I definitely appreciate you saying those things because dance has really, really had a big impact on my life, you know,
right.
growing up.
Well,
so, yes.
tonight's show is all about living in your calling. And so when I look, the reason why I thought you would also be awesome for tonight's segment is because I'm seeing you doing that. And not that if you're not doing your passion full time, you're not living in your calling, because actually living in your calling could be right there at work. And I'm talking about a regular 9-to-5 where you're punching a clock. You know what I mean? I have a regular day job. And even still, I believe that God is still using me in some capacity in my calling. But I thought you'd be awesome because I see you living it in your job. Your board of ed job. You have now started your own dance company. You also have your mentoring. You know, all of these things. So let me ask you something. Did you always know that dance was your calling? Like, when was it that you came to the realization? When did you that passion first hit you?
I would have to say just praising the Lord. Like, I mean, doing praise dance is just a wonderful feeling. And I think that's where I got my foundation from. you know, when I was younger, I used to dance at CCC for their dance ministry. And I just knew that it was a calling right then and there because I had so much passion in it. You know, like there was words that I could not even say that I was doing it with my body, you know, with my movement. And just, you know, if I wasn't able to pray, I was able to just dance it out. So I think from there, my foundation is in the church dancing for God, you know. And then as I got older, I branch out and I start taking technique because when you're doing any work for God, you want to be excellent, you know, make sure that you're on point.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, I went to...
Listen, we train for other things that's not for God, you know, out in the world. So why not train and hone what God has given you to give him the ultimate glory?
Right, so, you know, just to give him everything. So from there, I went to Hunter College. I got my degree in dance education. I'm currently working on my master's in dance.
Wow.
I just want to make sure that whatever I'm putting out there for the Lord and just for the people, for them to change their life or just to be inspired, I want to make sure that the gift that God has given me is enhanced, is uplifted, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
to the point where not only you will see the passion, but you will also see the technique, you know, so everything is just perfect, you know, and it is something that can definitely reach them. So I'm always striving, and I'm always learning, you know, and I always tell people, you know, I'm a great person when it comes to dancing, but I'm still learning. Like, there's nonstop technique classes that I'm still in, and I have the passion of that because I believe that greatness is not what you do, it's what you inspire others to do. So
yes.
I want to make sure that my greatness in dancing is shown in my technique, it's shown through my passion, and it's shown through my teaching. So that's what I'm working on right now in my life. Yep.
Girl, and everybody, I mean, and most of us know this, in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who needeth not be ashamed, rightly divided by the word of truth. And in saying that, that's basically just saying, in everything, and like you just said, never stop learning. Never stop learning and never stop honing your craft and your passion and your skills. You know, no matter how old you are, it makes no difference. And it's the truth, and even the word says it. We got to study to show thyself approved. That means in scripture. It means in our work. It means in your passion. It means in all of that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So let me ask you, what do you have going on with this school? I'm so excited. I'm so happy for you. Now, how long have you had your school?
This is going on my second year.
Okay.
And
the name of it is?
Well, first, I have three different divisions that is under my dance company. We offer a kids and teen dance academy, as well as our professional dance company. And we also offer our adult aerobics, which includes Afro-Caribbean and Zumba classes. So those are like my three, you know, focus that is under one umbrella, which is Kim G Dance Company. But I'm actually really excited about my kids and teens Saturday Dance Academy because the program is not just about dancing. You're not just going to be up there just dancing. I mean, the program includes interactive empowerment workshops and also, of course, dance classes. And, I mean, this program actually encourages our students to discover their full potential and natural talents and positive attitudes. And, I mean, these classes are really, really affordable, and I'm happy that they are affordable because – personally, I see the need for this in our community, and I don't want our students and our children just to go through life. I want them to grow through life, and I want them to be a part of this guidance and this support group that we have with the Mentoring Through Dance program. So I'm just really excited about it. Like, this is my second year, and God is just doing some great things. And to be honest with you, I just pretty much stepped out on faith. You know, I've been teaching in the Board of Ed. I was, you know, fulfilling my passion there. But God was like, you know what? We're not finished with you yet. We're not done with you yet. You still have more that we want you to do for this community. And I'm just really excited because my Mentoring the Dance program is great. I mean, it is a wonderful, wonderful program. I mean, once a month we're going to have our interactive workshops, like I had already mentioned, and then also affordable classes. I mean, in West African and praise dance and ballet and tap and theater and
African drumming. So where are these classes going to be?
This is going to be located at 644 McDonough and Howard Avenue. It is in
Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, Brooklyn, New York. Yep.
Okay, excellent. You know, I'm all about Brooklyn anyway. I'm a Brooklyn girl. So, and it sounds awesome. That's amazing. And I love that the fact that it's not just the dance, but you're mentoring them, ministering, and teaching them through it. So that's real. What is the website? Because I tried to go to the website, and it's not going through. Tell me the website again.
Okay. It is www.kimgdance, and that is together.
Oh. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, so www.kimgdance.com. So it's called the Kim G Dance Company. And this is a beautiful picture.
Yes.
This is actually a picture that I featured on the Blog Talk page tonight. So that's awesome. I'm so excited and happy for you. And I just want to know, what advice do you have for people, you know, just motivation, inspiration for people who want, even if they may not realize it, like how would they know what their calling is and their purpose, or how would they kind of try to figure that out and what God wants them to do? And then in doing it, just any advice you would have with living in your calling, living in your purpose.
Wow. What I would say is to find your vision. Create your personal statement. And I remember my dad told me to do this a long time ago, you know, write your own personal mission statement.
I love
that. Where do you see in 10 years? You know, and I mean, whether or not you achieve it or not, a vision will go a long way just to see where you will be at in another 10 to 20 years. And then secondly, to step out on faith. And in the beginning, you are going to feel discouraged, because I did. Because at first I was like, okay, I'm going to put my name out there, but nobody knows Kim G. You know, like,
right.
Who's Kim G? What's she about? You know, because you are going against Alvin Ailey and the Marc Morris.
Exactly.
Like, these are highly known dance companies and highly known dance schools. And, you know, and I had my doubts. And I think that's where the devil will come in and try to change things around and try to be like, no, you know, who know you? But I know myself, and I am a child of God. So at the end of the day, my name is down with him, and whatever I'm doing is down with him. So definitely step out on faith, and don't worry about what anybody else has to say and, you know, any doubts.
And
that
the naysayers and the
out.
Haters and things like that, because it will come. And I believe,
right.
Honestly, I believe people are used by the enemy to help hold us back, because I believe we all have a purpose that God has for us. And a lot of times we have this love and this passion, and you're going for it. And whether, like, I'm using the arts as an example because that's mine. So say if it's going for auditions and, you know, you've been doing it for 10 years and you still haven't gotten anything, or whatever it is, and you're trying, and you get discouraged because there's so much competition and there's so many people out there, and they're probably better than me. Maybe they have more than me. But you know what? The enemy is just trying to play a trick on your mind right now, and I believe that that's happening for a reason, because I don't believe that he wants us to be where God wants us, because God is going to use us in every capacity. You know, even in our flaws, God is going to use us.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So, you know what, we have somebody, and I'm not sure if they want to speak to you. I'm going to bring them on air. Let me see who this is. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Maybe somebody who wants to talk on air.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, you're on the air with the Extreme Praise Show.
Hello, yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Awesome. How are you?
Very great, great, great. I enjoyed your show. This is absolutely an incredible show. And congratulations to you for a wonderful show.
Oh, praise God. Thank you so much. Who am I speaking with?
How you doing? My name is Ted Custis. I happen to be Kim's dad.
Ah, awesome. Hello.
Yeah, I had to tune in. I'm here in the city, and I've tuned in on my daughter. I'm like, wow, it's so great to see two women of God speaking to and talking about visions, and it's such a great thing.
Oh wow, so this is Dad right here?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, welcome. Thank you so much. Praise God.
You
have an amazing. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to ask the question that you actually asked, and because I know that Kim has had passion for dance since she was a youngster, and including my other daughter, so they actually took their hobby and they brought it into fruition with it. Into the dance. I was going to answer that question. How did you manage to move from a hobby of just dancing for fun and taking it into a business and taking it into a vision in terms of helping communities with it? So, Kim, that question is to you. For that.
All right now. Daddy's throwing out those questions, girl. Go ahead.
I mean, through determination and not giving up, and like how I mentioned before, just stepping out on faith and, you know, and having a plan. You know, if you don't have a plan for you, someone else will have a plan for you. So if that is your plan to become a dance teacher or to have your own dance company or to even be a professional dancer, plan your life up, align your time with things that you want to achieve in life. And, I mean, I think personally that's how I got to where I am today. And I have so much more to go, but I have a plan, and I know where I'm going. So I think that would be my best advice for anyone starting a business and starting anything that has to do with the arts and performing and so forth. Yes.
Wow, that's great. I'm glad to hear that you took some advice instead of your master plan. You went to the master to get the plan, which is
all
so
right.
Great. You know, so again, I enjoy your show, so I'm going to get off the phone and let you guys go ahead and listen because I'm enjoying the conversation. Well, hopefully, you continue success with this radio.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. That is awesome. And thank you. You have an amazing daughter, and you obviously and her mom have done an amazing job. So thank you for her, for bringing that blessing in.
Oh, thank you. Okay, enjoy it. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay.
Actually, we have somebody else on the line. Let me bring them in.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the Extreme Praise Show. This is Lady X. Who am I talking with?
Hi, this is Karen Gustis.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
This is her amazing mother.
Ah!
It is a family affair.
You know what? This is a beautiful thing. You have all this support. It really is.
Thanks.
And it speaks volumes to where you're coming from, where you come from, and how you got to where you are right now. So welcome, Miss Gustis. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just want to say Kimberly is an amazing daughter, and she is a God-fearing woman. She's a child of God, and her talent also came from God, too. And I am blessed to be her mother.
That is so awesome. So let me ask you, did you always know that she had this in her from a little girl?
Yes, I remember... I'm going to blow you up now, Kimberly. I remember when her twin sister, they first danced at PS 115 in Brooklyn, and it was a Christmas show. And from that point on, they was a big hit in the little elementary school, and they were very successful in that. And from there, they went to dancing school. But Kimberly kept up with her talent all the way through high school and throughout college, and now she's here to teach young girls and boys education and also the love of dance.
Awesome. And that's right, Kim, you're a twin.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How could we not mention that here? What is that like, being a twin sister?
Identical twin.
Wow.
Yes, I am a twin. We look exactly alike, but we share different passions. And she's more actually into fashion, and she just opened and launched her own business, which I'm really, really proud of her for doing that. It is her own online boutique where she's, selling bags and scarves and jewelry and clothing and so forth. So she's another entrepreneur, and she's doing her thing.
That is awesome. So you have two amazing daughters, Miss Gustus. Wow.
As I
told your husband, they are. She's an amazing woman. I got to work with her, which is awesome. And she actually ministered at the cult drive that we had last year, the annual cult drive that we do in the fall and the winter time. So she's definitely touched me. I mean, like I said, honestly, sincerely from the heart, she had me in tears. And I'm excited about how she's going to touch these young people's lives. And that's important because they really are. I mean, it sounds so cliche, but it's so true. They really are our future. I tell you, Whitney hit it on the nail. She really hit it on the nail.
So true. It was nice talking to you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right, honey. And we got one more person.
Okay.
We're on a roll tonight, honey. You got a lot of calls.
Hold on.
Hey. Welcome
Hello.
To the Extreme Praise Show.
Hey. How are you?
Hi. You're on the air.
My name is Vaughn.
Ron?
My name is Vaughn. V-O-N, Vaughn.
Hi, Vaughn. Now, are you somebody who knows Kimberly also?
Yes, I do.
And who are you? And what relation do you have to this?
Hey, Kim, what's up?
Oh, my God, we're having reunions on air.
Yeah, man. What did you ask?
Oh, no, I was saying,
Hello?
What relation do you have to Kim?
Oh, I got a chance to work with her on several occasions, and I got a chance to watch her work, and I got a chance to watch her dance and perform and work with artists, and she's so inspiring, man. Like, she has a great spirit, and she's professional, and I had to call and give her a shout-out because I appreciate her. I appreciate her dedication, and she inspires me, like I said. And she inspires me to, like, push my music and just be a better businessman when I do my stuff. So thank you,
Wow.
Kim.
That's awesome. You have so much support, and obviously everybody just listening, you know, and this is what happens when you're living in your calling. This is how you affect people's lives, and though these are people, you know, her family, this is somebody right here who's been able to work with her and has been inspired from her. So I just believe, like, when you are walking in your calling, you don't have to try. It just happens because it's God moving through you, and it's an amazing thing. It really, really is.
Yes. Thank you.
So
Kim.
I mean,
I
thank
appreciate you.
You
again. Really.
Wow.
You, I love your work ethic. Like watching you perform, I can tell you're like you're driven by some supernatural power.
Amen.
So.
That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I just want to read this scripture. It says, Romans 6:13, give yourselves to God. Surrender your whole being to him to be used for righteousness, for righteous purposes. That's Romans 6:13. I mean, and that's having a heart of worship. That's having a heart of worship. And when you have a heart of worship and doing the things that you're doing, it's just amazing. It really, really is amazing.
She definitely uses her gifts and everything that she does. She goes in. She doesn't do it at a low level. She goes in. So.
Thank you, Vaughn. Thank you so much.
That is awesome. Right. Thank you so much, Vaughn, for calling in. We appreciate you.
No problem.
And thanks for tuning
Thank
in today.
You.
Now, don't let this be the last time you listen to the Extreme Praise Show.
Nah. All right, I got you.
All right, honey. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
Good night. Wow. We have another caller. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, you. Hello. You're on air with the Extreme Praise Show. This is Lady X. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello. How are you?
Well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Well, this is Kalila, and I just wanted to just thank you for having this wonderful show on the radio. I definitely will be continuing listening in, and I just think this is an amazing thing that you're doing. And I'm just calling because I had a question for Kim. Wanted to find out from her if she actually, I know she has her dance academy, and I know that she's doing, you know, some work in the school and everything like that, but have you ever choreographed for different things? Do you do choreography for, like, you know, dancers or dance groups or what have you?
Yes. I'm actually currently working, doing my choreography for my professional dance company, which is Kim G's dance company. So I am working on that right now. That's pretty much what I'm focusing on. A lot of time I get a lot of different opportunities to choreograph different things, but sometimes I have to learn to just pass things off just a little bit so I can just focus on my vision. And I want to really develop my dance company. So as of now, I've just been focusing on doing choreography for my professional dance company, which is a contemporary dance company. The choreography is inspired by social issues regarding domestic violence, bullying, racism, etc.
Wow.
And through our powerful choreography, our mission is to inspire people to become advocates of cooperative action for positive social change in the community. So as of now, I'm just focusing on that in terms of doing choreography. I am working with a new artist, which you just spoken to, which is Vaughn Middleton. I'm doing his choreography for that. I also worked with Tev, the educated voice. I did some choreography with that as well, and with Game Over, basketball dancers. So, but right now,
you
I think that God is calling me. Yes. But right now, I'm just, you know, focusing on my own personal professional dance company, and we are actually getting ready for our Black History Month fundraiser gala. And in which we're going to show the struggle and the progress of African American through dance. So we want to definitely give a history, you know, background and just tell a story through dance about all people. So
okay.
I am really
right.
doing that. Like,
I think I just wanted to let you know that I think that you are, you know, your words of wisdom are about, you know, starting a business and having a vision and being passionate about what it is that God has given you. I think it has been really, really great. And I love, you know, work, just like you had said, you know, walking in your destiny and your truth and what God has called you to do. I think this is really great. And I just wanted to just congratulate you. Just real quickly, when are you going to be having your aerobics classes? I'm in Brooklyn, so are you going to be having aerobics classes during the weekday? Yes.
Yes. We are going to have our Kim G, Zumba, and Afro-Caribbean adult aerobic classes starting October 2nd. It's going to be every Wednesday from 7 to 8. I am looking into having it at other places as well, but just starting the year off with October 2nd. That's our first day, and it's going to be from 7 to 8, and you're going to have a great time. I mean, it is a blast. It is a party. Everybody is there to work out, but not only to work out, but to have a good time. So definitely try to see if you can make it, Kalila. It is from 7 to 8. It's located at 644 McDonough and Howard Avenue, and you do not want to miss it because we are going to have a party.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thank
that
you very
awesome.
Much.
So if anybody wants more information, you can all go visit KimGDance.com. Definitely go check out her website, and there's contact. You can contact her on there also. And then what's your do you have a Twitter page or anything?
No, just
okay.
Website,
so they can contact
and,
you on the dance page.
Yes, they can definitely contact me from the website, and then also my email if you have any requests or any questions on anything, or if you would like to be a part of our mailing list, you can just email me at kimgdance at gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. Kalila?
Yes?
Hi. Thank you so much for calling in.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Next. All right, you have a blessed
day,
hon.
Yes, you too.
Okay. Well, Kim, listen, this has been awesome, and you got a lot of great responses on here. So I'm so glad that you were able to come on and just share your testimony, your ministry, and let people know about how you are walking in your calling, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much, Xavier. I mean, we have to definitely link up in the future. And
oh, yeah, I will. I'm actually having... I'm having knee surgery in October, unfortunately, but when my knee is back, I will be there because I love dance anyway. Like, that's my passion. I want you to stay on the line for a minute because I have an amazing woman who's actually calling in, and we're going to go to a break, but I just want to introduce her briefly and actually introduce her to you, too, because you're both my guests tonight, and you're both walking in your calling. And I actually gave a big introduction about who she is a little bit earlier in the show, let people know that she was going to be calling in from Florida, and I'm so excited to have her on. Ms. Annette Larkins, are you there?
I am indeed.
Hi, welcome to the Extreme Praise Show.
And thank you so very much for the welcome. It's my pleasure to be with you this evening.
Thank you, and I just want to introduce you to Ms. Kim Gustis, who is on the line. She was our guest for the last segment, and she's a dancer, and she's all about the health and wellness, too. So I just wanted to introduce you all, let you get a chance to say hello to each other.
Well, hello, Kim. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, likewise here. Thank you. It is also a pleasure to meet you as well.
So I just want some background information, Kim, in case you didn't hear it. Miss Annette Larkins, she's actually referred to or known as, you know, the AKA, as the Ageless Woman. This woman is amazing. I want everybody to go to her website, please. It's AnnetteLarkins.com. And I gave a little bit of background information, but in my journey for vegetarianism, I came across YouTube videos, and I saw the video that said the Ageless Woman, and I clicked on it. And there was this woman who they were doing a documentary on, I believe it was News 12, and they're walking with her through her house in beautiful, sunny Florida, and she has an amazing house where she grows all her own organic vegetables and even gets her water from rainwater. And she has been a raw vegan for, I don't know, since about, what, the 60s, Ms. Larkins?
Well, actually, no, I've been a raw vegan for going on 30 years, but I've been a vegetarian since 1963. So that's 50 years I've been a vegetarian. And let me just correct something here right now. It's going around the world that I drink the rainwater. Not that I have anything against drinking rainwater, but I don't actually drink the rainwater. I collect it in the barrels for my plants, but I drink the rainwater that I distill in my home, so...
Okay, excellent. Okay, thank you for clarifying that because that's what I thought I got from that. But thanks. Thanks so much for clarifying that.
No. It was just it was an error on the reporter's part.
Oh, okay. So I didn't hear it wrong.
No, you did not hear it incorrectly. It was just correctly stated that I drink the rainwater. I don't, but, you know, that's okay.
I wanted you all to introduce. I'm going to bring you back in. We have to take a quick music break. Kim, just when you get a chance, Kim, when you get off, go check out Miss Annette Larkin's website because she's an amazing woman, very inspirational. She's definitely inspired my life, and which is why she's here.
Wow. Absolutely. Okay. I would definitely look into it.
Okay.
Definitely.
So thank you, Kim, again for being on tonight, and look forward to seeing you soon and talking with you, all right? God bless with everything, with your ministry and all of that.
Thank you so much, Xavier, for having me, and, yes, God bless.
All right, honey. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Ms. Larkins, if you could we're going to take a quick music break and be right back, and I want to talk with you all about everything that's going on with you. Is that okay?
God willing and the creek don't rise, as the old folks used to say. I'll be right here waiting for you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Everybody, you are tuned into the Extreme Pray Show. Stay tuned. This right here is another amazing woman, a friend of mine, an amazing singer, actor, all of that, Miss Camille Newman. And this is called God Is My Source. Stay tuned to the Extreme Pray Show. That right there is Miss Camille Newman, and that's called God Is My Source. She's an amazing artist, and I love you girls. I know you're out there somewhere doing your thing, doing your ministry. So thank you again for blessing us with your gift, living in your calling. That's what we're talking about here tonight on the Extreme Praise Show. And I am here with Miss Annette Larkins, calling in from Florida. Hi, Miss Annette Larkins. How are you?
Hello, Xavier. I'm excellent, really. I'm pleased, so pleased to be here with you this evening.
I am so excited to have you on the show. I feel like I have a celebrity on my show, and you are a celebrity. Like, you know, I was telling people, you know, I'm so excited because, like I said, when I called you about, a week ago, we were both on vacation. I was in Florida,
yes.
And you live in Florida, but you were not in Florida. And I called, you know, just on a whim, said, let me try the number, and you answered. And I was so actually pleasantly pleased that you did, because you are such a humble woman and just so down to earth. And it's amazing because you have so much wisdom. And I just got that before I even spoke to you personally. And then speaking to you, it was even more so. Like, I have such a profound respect for you, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your evening, you know, to be here with us, and hopefully just to be such a blessing to those who are listening out there. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, and I am equal delighted to be here as you are to have me. And you know, when you mentioned answering my phone, I answer my phone because I know that when people call, I don't allow my assistant to answer or anyone else, because when people, and that's why I had the number transferred to my cell number, so that when people call, because unless they're calling about specifically about an order, and mm-hmm. I'm not above taking orders even, I will do that as well. Mm-hmm. Most people order, of course, online, but, you know, sometimes there are situations that go on about orders, and they want to talk about that. But
right.
I know that when they call, they want to speak with Annette Larkin, so I'm here to oblige because I have been called to do this work. I kind of not against it, but I just didn't want to be out in the spotlight that I'm in now. I really wasn't looking for that. I was a lady of leisure, and I was, you know, in my little cubby hole doing this thing in a smaller way. But then, mm-hmm. obviously, God called and said, "Oh no, you've got to go beyond where you have been. You've been in that situation long enough, and now it is time to come out and help other people enjoy." Enjoy the health that I'm enjoying. I mean, this is what it's really all about. And so now from all over the world, people contact me via email, via calls, and placing orders from, I get orders from Slovenia, imagine that, Croatia, all over the
wow.
world, Hong Kong, Iceland, Ireland, you name it. There are orders coming from all of these places. And I tell
now,
you, I have accepted my calling, and I'm here to really oblige at this point.
Now, when you say, well, you know what, let's take a step back because everybody, you know, may not know your story. So kind of let's go back to those 30-plus years when you first started, because this is very important to me and a lot of my listeners and friends and things like that, people who are on their own health journeys. I want to know, when you decided, how did you transition, one, into becoming a vegetarian? Like, what was it that gave you that passion to even go forth and make that change in your life? Was it something that happened, or was it just a personal choice that you made just because, you know, what was it that put that fire under you?
Well, I tell the story in my first booklet, Journey to Health, how one Saturday morning in 1963, and take note that my husband was a butcher.
Mm-hmm.
He had a butcher shop at that time. And, you know, of course, we thought that I loved dead animal flesh. And, I mean, I had been raised on the hog, you know, where hog was king. My mother tried to feed me everything that the hog had to offer except its squeal. And sometimes she tried to get that in. So, I mean, I was definitely a meat person. I really could not have a meal that I considered a meal if meat wasn't included. However, this
exactly.
Saturday morning in 1963, after having a breakfast of, and I tell the story in the booklet, but having a breakfast of grits and eggs and, you know, that down-home Southern
uh-huh.
meal.
With some bacon.
With bacon and ham.
And butter.
And probably sausages. We had about three different meats. Hey, my husband was a butcher, okay? Well, by noontime, I had removed some chops for the evening meal to thaw out in the sink. And having gone to check them about noontime, it was interesting that it seemed like all of a sudden I began to abhor. I mean, I just detested the look of the meat there and didn't want to have anything to do. I didn't want to touch it. I didn't want to smell it or anything like that. And that's how it initially started. It had nothing to do with health.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. I knew your four basic food groups like everybody else of the time,
uh-huh.
but wasn't concerned about the health part of abstaining from dead animal flesh. Now, that is what happened. I did not eat it ever again. However, I continued to cook it for my family because I thought
from
it would
be unfair.
From
that one moment, you made that decision and you just stopped like that?
It was just like that. But you
wow.
have to understand. You have to understand, it had nothing to do with health. It was the fact that I just absolutely could not stand it.
Wow.
I don't know, and I could not understand where that came from. I knew not from whence that feeling of detestment,
I
if I can
I think
coin
I know.
A phrase, a word.
I think I know
and,
where it came
it
from.
It just happened. it just happened that I just did not want to have anything to do with it. But like I said, I continued to cook for my family because I didn't think it was fair of me to subject them to an idea that I had seemingly suddenly come upon. Now, in retrospect, I realized it didn't happen as suddenly as I thought it had. It had been building, and my individual human composition dictated that it would culminate even for where I am now. However, I had no way of knowing that, you know, and really it was a gradual progression as far as once I gave up the dead animal flesh, that after a while, then I came across some material that led me to another step, and that was giving up the all of the white stuff, the white sugar and the white flour and the white rice and all of that. And then it went into the thing with the by that time, of course, it was a conscious decision. I mean, I was into it at that point for health reasons because I noticed the benefits derived from having abstained from the animal flesh. And and I, you know, of course, was I am a bibliophile, a lover of books, and I came across material that led me further onto the path that I had taken. But that my journey began, my health journey began back at that time, as I said, which had nothing to do with it had nothing to do with it. But then, of course, now it has everything to do with it.
Right. Can I ask you a question? You said, excuse me, you said that you began by abstaining from, like, animal meat and stuff. Did you also immediately cut out dairy and eggs and all of that, or was it just
meat? No, that was later. That was later. We just concentrated on the one thing. And, you know, it was funny because people used to ask me all the time, well, what in the world do you eat?
Exactly.
When I would tell them that. But my point, listen, the world is composed of animals, vegetables, and minerals, and I had excluded only one-third of the world's composition
from
my diet. But it seemed like that was everything.
But that's because in America, and this is all of us, especially those of us with Southern roots, and I don't want to say especially because actually Caribbean roots, whoever it is, but like we are so used to, I know growing up, the main portion of the plate was the meat. And then it was like the vegetable and the carbs were the sides. But the meat was like it's like, what are you having for dinner? Oh, we're having steak. Oh,
that was
okay.
That was the main. Nobody asked
what's the sides. It's like you just know sides are coming with it. But what's for dinner? Oh, we're having fried chicken tonight. You know, and that's just our mindset. And until you get out of that mindset and realize that there's a whole world of other foods out there for us to eat outside of just having animal flesh. It's
and
amazing.
Actually, there's more offerings in the what I call the kingdom of living foods, live and raw, where live is king, raw is queen, and I am a willing and loyal subject. There's more offered in that world. Actually, you know, plants and vegetables. The plant based diet has really more to offer. But then, of course, as you stated, you know, we've been so accustomed. And you know, I tell you one thing about it. I remember. I go back. You know, we all can go back into history and understand that our forefathers were given the worst that there was to give of everything. And food was no different. They took and did the best that they could with it, and they created what we call soul food, which was tasty and all of that, but it has been killing our people going and coming. It has really, really been killing. So I say that the shackles have been removed from our ankles and our wrists. It's now time that we remove them from our minds because, I mean, it's really, it's like a death death warrant when you're eating those kinds of foods. And I'm not out here to get on a soapbox and preach to anyone. I don't try to convince anyone who does not wish to be convinced.
Right.
However, telling my story where I am, I know that I'm better off for it. If I stand outside of myself and look at myself prior to 1963, it's like looking at two entirely different people. And I am now, I consider myself thriving at 71. I am thriving rather than just surviving. I don't have the pains that people in my peer group have. I don't have. I've not been introduced to Mr. Arthritis, and I get in 8 miles of activity a day through dance, through walking up and down my spiral staircase, where I get in about 50 to 100 floors a day, and I in my I go on my treadmill in my gym. I do my gardening. I do my own housework, and I have a big house. I don't allow anybody else to do my housework, Liz. I don't allow anybody to answer my phone. I'm a do-it-yourself girl.
Wow.
But, now, all of these things, the activity that I get in, and the spirit, the everything. I mean, psychologically, physiologically, and spiritually, I am sound, and that is what I'm. You know, hey, it's a given that one day I will be, my life cycle will end. I will be taken from what I know now, but I'm not concentrating on that. I'm concentrating on the here and the now,
and
living
and
as well
the lifestyle that you're living.
That's the whole point of it. The lifestyle affords me the opportunity to be psychologically, physiologically, and spiritually sound. And
can you
and
tell
would,
everybody listening what your age is?
With
yeah, all of those things that you
I
say that,
that
you
I am 71. Mm-hmm.
That is
at
amazing.
At 71. Yep,
that's
that it.
Is
and
is amazing. The ageless every
great.
Woman, everyone. You are amazing. You know what? I'm a little jealous. I just have to say to you, you know, I can't even tell. I'm 35 years old, and I have arthritis in my knees, about to have knee surgery. And, you know, I'm just like, wow, how can I be like you? And I've started my journey. It's a transition. Vegetarianism, it's definitely a transition, but I've learned a lot. And even from watching, you know, the documentaries and things about you and seeing about the raw foods. Now, I haven't done the raw foods yet.
That's
until,
okay. You take steps. I tell people in the first booklet, Journey to Health, you take steps. You don't try to do everything at one time because you'll sabotage your efforts and you'll go back to ground zero and get nothing.
Right,
so
right.
Take steps. That's what you're doing, and that's what you should do. Unless, of course, you have the proclivity to go cold turkey, because some people do. But, you know, you have to know where you are. Some people have to be weaned. Some go cold turkey. But you do what you can do best. And an important thing, Xavier, is that, you know, hospitals are filled with people who are digging their graves with their forks. So it behooves us to make improvements. And that's what it's about. Make some improvement. And once you've made one improvement, I'll bet you whatever you're doing now, it's going to really be conducive to what you do next. You know, you feel good about having done something positive, something to that will sustain you, something to help you thrive rather than just survive. And then when you do that, you can move on to something else. So it's taking steps. That's what it's about.
It really is, because my journey, like I was telling the audience and the listeners, started about 2 years ago. And, you know, it just started from me doing a fast and also my love of animals. I am I love, absolutely adore animals, you know. And I always say this, I look at animals, seniors, and babies like in the way that they all are defenseless and they all need somebody to be their defender, you know. And I feel like that about animals, and I came to the realization, I'm like, you know, I love animals. I'm always talking about them, and I cry when I see one of them hurt. And then yet I'm eating them, you know, and not realizing what was being done and how it was being done for the meat, for me to eat. And once I learned about it, and one of the things that opened my eyes was MFA, Mercy for Animals. It's a website. There was a commercial, and they showed a little clip on television of undercover footage that they had in these slaughterhouses. And then I went to the website. I went to the website, and they showed a whole clip about a slaughterhouse where they had pigs and things. And the things that they did, I almost dropped and broke my computer on the floor. I could not believe what I was seeing. And the thing is that this is not something that is known, because whenever they go out there and there's actual footage or somebody goes to inspect, this doesn't happen because they know they're coming. But when the undercover footage is done, that's when you see the reality of what is being done to these animals. And it's so inhumane and horrific. Like, it's horrible. And when I saw that, Annette, that was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, you know, and it's difficult because I did crave meat and things like that, but I've learned other ways.
You craved it because that's what you were raised on.
Right.
You know, and old habits are difficult to break. So, but I always tell people that if you develop good new habits to replace the old bad ones, they too will be difficult to break. So that's what you want to shoot for.
Yes, yes. So I want to ask you, obviously when you started this journey, like you said, it wasn't for the health reason, and it wasn't that you necessarily knew that that was your calling, because you have such an immense background of things that you've done over your lifetime, everything from computers to teaching to, I mean, so much, and all of this can be found on your website. But when you started this particular journey, you didn't know, did you know that this was your calling and it was going to lead to you having such a huge impact on people all around the world, calling you, featuring you on television shows and Dr. Oz show and things like that, because you are such an impactful woman and people are seeing how the raw living food can actually change their lives and stop the ailments that we are really kind of causing with the foods that we put in our bodies. Did you know all of that?
Absolutely not. It was just about me. That's what the deal was. As I said, when I originally started, had nothing to do with health, but at some progression down the road, I began to think about my four people, my predecessors, my mother who died at 47 of breast cancer, her mother, my grandmother who died at 36 of breast cancer, my grandmother's sisters who died of breast cancer, and on the other side, my grandfather with the diabetes, my aunt, my mother's sister died of diabetes. All of these maladies that befell my predecessors, had I not changed my lifestyle, I would not be talking to Xavier this evening. I'm just positive of that. But
wow,
the thing about it is I had no idea that, no, it would come to this. I wasn't even looking for this, didn't want it to come to this. Of course, I've always talked to people and told people when people ask, well, what do you do in this and that? My husband used to complain because we stay in a health food store for an hour or whatever talking to people. But it was for me, it was on a small level. Listen, I was a lady of leisure, okay? My husband has always taking care of the family and all that, so I didn't have to work. I've done several things. Yes, I performed.
Well, all right now, Ned, that's a whole other show.
I did several things, but and I enjoyed what I did. Talking to people about health and all that, and giving them, sharing with them, my lifestyle. But people used to say to me in the raw food world, you need to be out there because you're the queen of raw and you need to. And I'm saying, I'm not looking for that. I don't want that. But I tell you what happened is about 12 years ago when I wrote the first booklet, Journey to Health, I was on a show. That was back during the time when we had to go to the studio to be on the radio show, not like
exactly.
Now.
Exactly,
okay?
Not like this. Where you're calling from Florida and I'm in New York.
Grand. But I remember this commentator, the interviewer asked me, Tracy Cloyd asked me, she said, so Annette, do you think this is your calling? And I said, certainly, yes, without any hesitation. But I had no idea when I said that what the ramifications of it had absolutely no idea. Because fast forward 2012, and they did this show on me, which they had done the news report. They had done one when I was 66. I guess 70 was the big number, because they did it when I was 66. But I don't think it didn't really go out there like with the social networking, Facebook and all that stuff. And I had a moderate acknowledgement, from different states and that kind of thing. But this time around, it went absolutely insane. It went viral. And
wow.
They aired it on the 22nd of February, and by the 25th of February, my life had changed. And I was just dumbfounded. I was going, whoa, 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 whoa. I was actually stammering, stuttering, do I want this? Because it all came so quickly, and I'm going, I don't think so. But see, God had other plans.
Yes.
And I tell you, the things that happened that really, really propelled me forward were things like our people come. 12 years ago, when I wrote the first booklet, it was 12, 13, whatever it was, our people were not ready for my message.
Right.
They were not. But let me tell you something, Xavier. The way these our people came at me, this was the fact, because I have to tell you this. I was lying back on the snap board after I had written that first booklet, and I don't really know what I was looking for. I wanted some you write a booklet or a book or whatever, you want people to read it, right?
Right.
But again, I was torn. I didn't want a lot of attention. I wanted some attention, yes, but not a lot. I was lying back on the snap board, and I said, Lord, you made me do this, because had it been up to me, I would have still been talking about it, okay? Mm. But I said, you made me do this, so you must make them listen. Now, I tell you, the people with whom I was speaking, when I said, well, you must make them listen, do you know who I was? I was talking about our people, because I know the dire straits in which our people are, with everything that befalls them because of the way that we eat. So at that time, like I said, our people are not ready. So it's interesting how God works things, because not all the time when you ask for something, immediately do you get it. But
right.
Fast forward 12 years later, 2012, let me tell you something. My dear, the black folks that started coming to me,
Woo!
It was absolutely incredible. And I tell you, I got a letter, an email from a sister, a female, that she said, I'm 23 years old.
Uh-huh.
And now that I've seen you, I'm no longer afraid of growing older. I know that if I take care of myself, if I do some of the things that I'm supposed to do, if I do some of the things that you do, I too can one day be like you, Annette Larkins. Well, obviously God sent that message through this girl, because that so impacted me. My heart just swelled. My eyes welled it with tears, and I saw this as a microcosm of what I was getting from all of the other black sisters and brothers. I'm telling you, young, old, in between.
Wow.
People, black folks were coming like they were coming, like I don't know, it was new money or whatever. It was just incredible. And that so impacted me when that happened. And so God said to me, you know, it was like, okay, you're going to do this thing. And I went, yes, I am. And
wow.
I mean, I'm telling you, the blind, not the blind, but the hearing impaired. The hearing impaired were they were getting people to call me on the phone, you know, getting interpreters to call me on the phone to ask me if I had the DVD, Annette's Raw Kitchen, in caption.
Wow.
Because they weren't able to hear it. They bought the booklets, but I broke down crying at one point, because I said to one of the translators, I'm so sorry, I don't have it in captions. And she said, well, you didn't know. She says, maybe the next one, you know. And it was just, it was overwhelming, the people that were coming at me. So I tell you, when you ask me, did I know, I had absolutely no idea that it would be like it is now. But I've accepted the call. And, you know, it's like the Lord gave me the message, you just be true to yourself, and those who come to you, maintain your integrity and stay in control. The control that I allow you to have, you use it.
Can I tell you?
I had to do that because people were coming at me from all angles. You just can't imagine. They wanted me to do this, wanted me to do that, wanted me to represent this and that. And I'm going, no. I'm not going that far, okay, because I do have a life and
Right.
Yeah.
You had to put boundaries on it.
Positively.
Ms. Larkins, you know what's amazing? And I'm going to bring actually somebody in on the line right now, somebody who's calling in. And it's actually my co-host, who's not currently here in New York. He's actually living in his calling right now, and he's in another city, and he's an actor, and he's doing his thing. But I want to bring him on also. But I wanted to say to you, what's amazing about all of this is that you said when you started it, you started for yourself. You started this, you know, just because you got this feeling. But in your entire story, and listen to your testimony, I hear it. I see, in just stepping out third person, seeing that how God was setting all of that up. You know, you said out of nowhere that disgust for the meat came. You thinking that it was just for that, and where did it come from? But all of that led to this entire journey where you got to this point where so many people were calling you and contacting you, and that's not what you wanted, but it's not what your plan was. It was what God's plan was. And the fact that that 23-year-old sent you a message, and the fact that I saw your YouTube video a year ago when you were 70 years old, I watched your YouTube video. And a year later, in me just wanting to show somebody your video, I came across your number, called you, and today we're having this conversation. And now you're impacting other people's lives who may not have known who you were. So I just see God working all through that, and it's so amazing and it's so inspirational for me. And I'm just thankful for him using you. I really, really am.
Well, it's all in the plan, and it this is the whole idea that people, you know, I know it's idealistic, but I would love to see a healthier world. Not going to happen, but we can get as many as we can.
I know, right? We can try to recruit as many. Let me bring in my friend, my co-host, Warner Miller. Warner, are you on the line?
I think so. Am I on?
Yes, you're on. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm welcome. Warner, I'm going to introduce you to Miss Annette Larkins. Annette Larkins, this is Warner Miller.
Hi, Warner.
How are you, Miss Annette Larkins? I love your story.
Thank you. I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much. And I have to admit, I'm looking at your pictures, and you are absolutely beautiful. You are striking.
Thank you. That's nice of you to say.
So I just I thank you really, and I want people to go definitely, because you have a booklet, and you have obviously
Journey to Health 2, and on my website, AnnetteLarkins.com. They can peruse the website and get the material if they so desire. And, you know, I wouldn't ask people to just jump in and be where I am or where others are, but it certainly would behoove people to include in their daily diet some raw foods did you hear that Tom Joyner morning show that I did?
I did. And we got to have people go to that, too, to go look at the YouTube video.
You heard the story. It's on the homepage, on my homepage. You heard what happened about my husband. You heard that story. So the thing is that it can be really, really
Well, just let them know, actually, because they haven't seen it. So let them know, because your husband did not make this transition with you, did he?
No, he did not, and he always says that he wishes that he had done what I've done and, you know, lived the way that I've lived, because he's on medications, all kinds. I mean, he has, like, I don't know, 9, 10 different medications that he takes, and so many people in our age group, in my age group, and his, you know, that's what they're doing, because it gets to that point when you don't take care of yourself properly. You get to where you are taken care of by medications, and that's no good, because they all have side effects, you know.
Yes, but exactly.
Yeah, he wishes that he had, but the thing of it is that something changed. You know, they'll hear that story if they go to my website and listen to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. And, there were some people who were opposed to that, because they're saying, well, they wouldn't let her talk. They wouldn't let you talk. But, you know, hey, it was comic relief. That was I said that guy did his job. J. Anthony Brown did his job, and Annette Larkins did hers, because I've got at least there were 300 orders right away from that show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I
talked
about collard greens and constipation, so.
Everybody go check out that video on AnnetteLarkins.com. Ms. Larkins, it's been such an amazing pleasure to have you on, and I'm looking forward to one day in the future having you on, and even maybe if you come to New York. I mean, I don't know if you ever visit New York, or maybe if I'm in Florida again, we can actually meet up in person and maybe do an interview that way, and even beyond the interview, I just want to learn from you.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure being with you, and I'm just hoping that people will take note, and I'm looking for people to get healthy. So, you know, I hope it has made some impression, and let's just keep moving on.
Yes, thank you so much. We truly appreciate you, and God bless with everything, and with your husband. Tell him, you know, our prayers are there with him, because you know what, we want him off that medication, you know, and I think anything is possible with God, and you're such a great influence
positively.
On him. You're such a great influence on him anyway. So, you know, we wish you, all, both of you, well, you and your family, and thank you so much for being an impact in my life.
Thank you so much, and I'll be praying for you, too, with your knee surgery. That's what you're going to have, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
I'll be
ma'am.
Praying for you, and you recuperate well, and just make sure that you're going to eat and do the thing, eat well and do the things that you're supposed to do in order for it, because God has a good big plans for you, obviously, as well. So you're surely, this is certainly something that is advantageous for our people, what you're doing. So just keep on keeping on. Have a great
one. Thank you so much. You too. God bless.
Good. God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Mr. Miller.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, how are you, darling?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm excellent. I'm awesome. This has been an amazing show. And, you know, we're going to take it on out with who but Mr. Warner, Joseph Miller.
Oh, I get to have sweep-up duty?
Stop it. You see? I talked about you early in the show. I'm not sure if you were listening or not. But, you know, just you, Miss Annette Larkins, Kimberly Gustis, who was on earlier, you know, all of you, I look at you all and I see you. And the reason why I asked you to call in, and I told everybody that, you know, your way, you done flew the coop out of NYC. You flew the coop from the Extreme Praise Show for a bit, but I know you'll be back. And, and you know, you're out there doing your thing, what God called you to do. So that's, I wanted you to call in and just talk about that, the fact that you are living in your calling, and I believe that in so many ways. I look at you, and not just with the acting, but also as being an author, and also in your inspirational messages. You are a minister, whether or not you want to actually claim that, but you are, because you minister to people every day, even through the emails that you send out and the messages from your blog and things like that. And it touches so many of us where you may not know, everybody may not reply, but I know there's been plenty I've read, may not have replied, but there's been those that I have replied. And, you know, so thank you for being a guest today on the Extreme Praise Show.
Thank you for inviting me.
So can you talk about that? As a matter of fact, since last time we were on air, you were here with me as, you know, the guest co-host, but you're actually away right now. So can you talk about a little bit what you're doing, which is part of your calling?
Yes, I can. I am away doing a play called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Can you say that again?
It's called
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Ma Rainey was a blues singer in the 1920s.
Ma Rainey. Okay. Uh huh.
Ma Rainey's Black, as in the color black.
Uh-huh.
Bottom, as in booty. But it's not about booty. It's not about any of that. It's
okay.
From a very, I just prefaced it a different way. But no, the play is called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's by a very prestigious playwright by the name of August Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of his 10 plays in his 10 play cycle. Sidebar, there's actually a radio NPR recording going on in the city this month of all of his plays. Check it out if you can. But
How do we find that?
Google it? I don't know.
You said a radio NPR?
Yeah, they're doing a live recording of his 10 plays. For NPR, but for history to you know, have them logged in, because it's such a it's a very unique thing. He wrote a play for each decade of the 20th century of the African American experience in this country.
Oh wow!
Please, I would encourage everyone. Whether you're, you know, actor or artist or not, you know, check out August Wilson. He's he's on the Mount Rushmore of African-American playwrights and just playwrights in general, but it's definitely African. The Fences, that was just on Broadway with Denzel Washington,
uh-huh.
that's his play, Fences.
Yes, okay.
So anyway, that's what I'm doing. I'm out of town doing that play.
How's it going?
Well, we're in rehearsal right now, but rehearsals are going great. Like a lot of the brothers that are in this cast are actually flying back and forth from New York to where I am now to do some of these recordings for NPR. They've had like major Denzel Washington was supposed to do it, but you know he's doing movies, so he couldn't commit. But like they had other big names, at least big names in the Broadway community, African American actors that came to do it, and it was just really good. So anyway, some of the guys in this cast are a part of that. What's going on in New York? It's going really well. It's going really, really well. I'm enjoying myself. Be a great show. If you're ever in Maine, of all places, which I've never been in my life prior to this. but if you are in Maine, please come out and see Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. You will not.
Is it going to be anywhere else outside of Maine? Eventually, is it going to be touring, or is it just there?
Nope, just there.
Okay, all right. So getting to the meat of all of this, Warner, let me ask you: do you feel like you're living in your calling?
I don't feel like I'm not living in my calling, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm not conscious of it when I'm doing it. It's like...
Right, okay.
And you know, it's like, you know, are you aware that you're breathing? No,
right.
It's not something that I think about it, but I believe I am because I'm still alive, if that makes any sense. So, it's not something that I'm conscious of moment to moment.
Right.
I know... But, like, if I think about it, and also just in how my life is, you know, like, I see, you know, God's glory being manifested, not just in the, you know, the successes of my life, but just in the impact that I'm allowed to have and blessed to have in someone else's by, you know, getting the opportunity to share the gospel with someone and have them, you know, not necessarily be converted on the spot, but you know, receive it, or even just living my life as an ambassador for Christ, man. You know, I appreciate that I get the opportunity to do that within an industry that, you know, for all intents and purposes ain't necessarily Christ friendly. You know what I'm saying? So, it's cool.
But and you know what? When we started the show tonight, that's one of the things I said. Sometimes when you're in your calling, you don't even realize it, But what makes it evident to others sometimes before even maybe yourself is just looking at the impact that you do have on people. So me, from the outside, I know you on a personal level. I see you also from an outside level as an artist. I see you as and I say minister. I know, you know, I don't know how you feel about that, but that's what it is. It's ministry. And so I see all of this from the outside, and I see you living in your calling because it's just evident from the impact that you're having, you know what I mean? And how you've touched people and the passion that comes through with it. You know, and I believe that anything that God gives you that passion and he gives you that sincere love where it's not about, you know, you're trying to put on a face for anyone, but this is just, it comes out of you, exudes from you on a daily basis. I believe that that's your calling. And again, like, I don't ever think about that, actually. I'm asking everyone tonight, do you feel you're living in your calling? But I don't think I've ever actually answered that question for myself. You know, in a way, you know, here and there I see things. But you're right, you don't realize it sometimes. But in thinking about it, you know, that's when it kind of comes to mind that, wow, maybe God is actually, you know, helping me to just live in my purpose.
Sure. And just to, I guess, you know, offer a balance to that, you know, although it's not something that is constantly on my mind, it's also not something that I'm oblivious to, you know.
Okay.
like for example, when Christ was walking the earth, you know, that may be a different story, because I would assume he knew exactly what he was doing every step of the way, how he was doing it, but even though it's not something that I'm conscious of every moment of every day, I'm not oblivious that, you know, I'm doing something, one, that I love to do, two, that comes with a certain ease to me. And I don't just mean acting, but I also mean,
yes,
you know, being able to share Christ and stuff like that.
Yes.
I am aware of that. You know what I'm saying? So in that respect, I am aware that I'm walking in a, you know, I guess, to use your, you know, I'm walking in my calling, I guess.
So let me ask you, is with walking in that, you know, and I'm sure you've had your struggles, right? And walking in your calling.
No, never.
Or,
nope.
Yeah, okay.
I don't struggle.
No struggles at all, right?
No.
Well, you know.
No.
You're funny. You're really funny. But what advice would you have for people, even if they're, you know, going through those struggles and maybe being discouraged at times and things like that? Do you have any advice for people? Something that maybe you've used in your own walk?
I got bunches, but I'll what comes to mind, never do something or not do something out of fear. You know, don't ever let fear be a motivator to either do something or not do something. You know, fear can keep you resistant of, you know, a fear of, you know, not making money, fear of looking stupid, fear of, you know, getting too old, fear of this or that or this or that. Would potentially keep someone from doing something. And you know, I believe, just, you know, that scripture said, you know, like, listen, you know, God knows what you need. You know, seek first his kingdom, you know, and all these things will be added to you. And I believe that, you know, if you seek first his kingdom being, you know, it says his kingdom and his righteousness, his kingdom and his way of living and all this other thing. If that's your focus, not that you're not you're unaware of the world going on around you, but if that is your focus, you know, all those things, all those concerns or whatnot that you have, you know, they'll be cared for, you know. Mm-hmm. So, that's what immediately comes to mind. I'm sure, you know, I can rattle off others, but, you know, that is the one that popped in my head first. You know, don't let fear be a motivator.
That's actually a great one, because I think we all go through that. We have fear, and even Pastor talks about that, how fear will hold you back from your blessing, you know. And the Bible says it, he doesn't give us a spirit of fear. And some people can't digest that because you're like, well, wait a minute, I do feel it. But what it actually means is that he's given us ways to overcome that fear, to not let it consume us and overtake our lives and make the choices for our lives. And I believe,
sure,
I really, really believe when he says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, in Jeremiah 29:11, he says it to us. So if we believe that, truly, wholeheartedly believe that, then I don't believe we should have any fear. And if we do, we have to cast it out immediately. And that's what, you know, I try to do when that fear tries to seep in.
Yeah, and the, you know, in our humanity, you know, fear may be something that, you know, that's easier said than done. Okay, you know, you're afraid, so what? Push through it. You know, just don't let it be something that holds you back. If you know, because there's that old saying, I know you only have a couple seconds left, that saying that, you know, courage is not the absence of fear, it's the overcoming of it. You know, so, you know, you be courageous. You walk. If you're afraid, fine. Keep going. You know, keep going.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Never give up. Literally, never give up. We're put on this earth, and I believe one of the things that Kimberly said earlier, we should never stop learning. We should never let fear overtake us and or hold us back. And we just have to keep, just like he says, we fall down, but we get up. And I believe that, like, even you fail, but it says nothing beats a fail but a try. You got to keep going. You have to keep going, because it's that point when you allow it to keep you down that it's just like life is over. It might as well be, because, you know, we have to keep pressing on. So I truly believe that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
yeah, L, boss.
You're funny. Oh, do you know what the L is now? He probably still doesn't remember.
On extreme praise.
On the Extreme Praise Show, yes. On the Extreme Praise Show. But I think, huh?
I said, would you like that, Tish?
Oh, you're funny. Okay, so he remembers. Anyway, I thank you for taking time out of your schedule out there and calling in. And as always, you know, break a leg with everything because you're in rehearsals. When do you first go up?
September 24th, I think.
Oh, okay. It's right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll be rooting for you here in the NYC. And definitely see you when you get back. But I thank you. You know, you've shared your story, you know, your depths of your story before on the show. But tonight, just in talking about your calling, you know, thank you for calling and sharing that with us and your words of wisdom. And I'm sure blessing somebody out there listening right now because there are people still on the line listening. So thank you so much for doing that, Mr. Co-host.
No doubt. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, honey. So you have a blessed one and break a leg next week or the week after when you start your show.
Thank you. And you don't break any legs working out with Jay Quick, all right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying not to. I'll be there tomorrow. All right, sweetie. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. So, I mean, we're wrapping it up. That was an awesome show. Thank you so much for listening in. We just received so much words of wisdom tonight about walking in your calling, your purpose. We spoke with Miss Kimberly Gustis, Miss Annette Larkins, Mr. Warner J. Miller, and just so many people calling in. And, you know, we thank you. I thank you so much for listening. I really, really do. You're such a blessing to me. And I pray that I can be just a bit of a blessing to you. So this is the Extreme Praise Show. This month, for the month of September, we are actually on our off weeks. So this month, regular is supposed to be the second and fourth Sunday. I had to change it around this month. So this is the third, and then it's going to be the fifth Sunday this month. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Then catch us in October, and we'll be back on the second and fourth Sunday of October. And if you missed anything tonight, you can always go back, listen to the archives, www.extremepraiseshow.com. That's extremepraiseshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at Extreme Praise Now. My name is Xavier Bosch. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook. Check us out, Extreme Praise Radio Show. And we look forward to just chatting more with you. You know, talking about Christ in everyday life and just enjoying this life that he has given us. So I beseech you to walk in your purpose. Don't ever stop learning. Do not let fear hold you back from your blessing. And keep on striving, all right? You have a blessed week, and we'll see you soon. God bless.